what we have here is about a quarter of an acre little paddock.
Myron Scheck is a second-generation farmer in Morrison County. He owns 500 acres just north of Little Falls, where he raises more than 200 cows and operates his own dairy. Like many farmers in Morrison County, he is looking to expand his operation. He recently bought a farmstead where he will raise an additional 200 dairy cows. When it came time to get a permit for a new barn, he found he had to meet much tougher requirements than in the past.
What the review process determined was that we should abandon this one small paddock and let it grow back totally into vegetation so that it provides kind of a buffer zone from the main farmstead to the wetland. The manure pit also is very close to the wetland.
In January, Morrison County in central Minnesota enacted a 10-step environmental review process. The goal, to ensure environmentally sound livestock operations. For more than 16 years, Morrison has been what's called a feedlot county. Through an agreement with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, they have the power to issue feedlot permits for operations with up to 750 cows and 2,500 hogs. Morrison County Soil and Water Conservation District Manager Helen McLennan helped create the new environmental review process. She says it's designed to be comprehensive. By the time feedlot operators meet all the requirements of the review and their permit is before the Planning Commission, there should be no questions or concerns about issuing the permit. And McLennan says there should be no politics either.
In the hearing process, neighbors, out of no real scientific reason, might raise some questions, and that Planning Commission wouldn't know if there was any substance to their comments or not. And so the environmental review process was supposed to be a non-biased approach to answer a lot of those questions.
The review process requires that farmers and livestock operators create a manure management and a runoff plan. Often, they're told to build buffers or abandon old facilities. In some cases, soil and water district staff have required some redesigning to avoid and protect sensitive environmental areas. It's a process some farmers say can be too time-consuming, but Myron Scheck says he and his fellow farmers all recognize it's inherent to the business.
You look at it as a necessary step that you have to take, and if you do that, sure, it might be a little bit of a seem like a nuisance at times, and we might have better things to do, like we might rather plant corn than do some of these things this month. But all in all, in the long-range plan, it's something that we know we have to do and we want to do and we're committed to.
There's another requirement in Morrison County. Farmers are meeting face-to-face with their neighbors to keep the peace. The makeup of the community is changing. Homes are popping up in areas that were once farm fields, and the new homeowners are starting to complain about odors and pollution. County officials are hoping a good neighbor plan will ease some of these tensions. The plan is part of the environmental review process, and it requires that feedlot operators talk to all neighbors within a mile of their property to let them in on plans for the land.
As far as their agreement with the actual neighbors, it's a goodwill. It's your word that you're going to do it, and you going over there and telling them what you're going to do.
Myron Scheck's neighbors say they were pleasantly surprised when he stopped by to talk with them. One couple said they were shocked when he offered to put off spreading manure on his property whenever they had a party or special occasion at their home. MPCA officials say they are very impressed with the Good Neighbor Plan and Morrison County's entire review process. Feedlot program engineer Kim Brynelson says it's one of many examples of Minnesota County officials taking control of their community's environmental well-being.
I think it's great. I really like it when the counties are making sure that they're covering all the bases and doing a good job with the review process.
Ironically, more than 40 Minnesota counties are now designated feedlot counties because local officials felt the MPCA wasn't doing a good enough job. Morrison County Soil and Water District Manager Helen McLennan says she has battled the MPCA for more than 10 years. The agency still handles permitting in Morrison County for large-scale operations, and they're responsible for enforcing violations. McLennan says on one occasion, an MPCA official told her she had to expect a one-year wait for permitting or for follow-ups on pollution violations.
I am given 10 days to respond to a wetland application, and I have 30 days if it's a violation. I think a year is out of line. I don't think that it's at all necessary to drag anyone out that time frame. You know, take one to conclusion, then take the next file off your desk. I can't believe they couldn't do a better job.
Basically, it comes back to the issue of available staff and time.
The MPCA's Kim Brynaldson.
We can't be everywhere simultaneously, and there's still only 24 hours in our day.
Helen McLennan doesn't buy that argument. She says her staff of four has managed to complete 27 environmental reviews since the first of the year, and that's over and above the more than 50 other programs they administer in Morrison County. McLennan admits MPCA operates on a much larger scale. They're responsible for the entire state, and permits for larger operations are bound to take more time because there are more rules and standards involved. McLennan still believes, however, counties could do a better job, even on large-scale permits and violations. Feedlot operator Myron Check agrees.
The way they approach a problem, they approach it from the standpoint of let's get the problem solved. People that might come from St. Paul might, they might want to exercise their clout and maybe they use a little more intimidation than what they should.
While MPCA may give local communities the impression of being Big Brother, engineer Kim Brynaldson says there is an equal danger with more local control. In those situations, local officials will be issuing permits for and violations against their friends, family, or neighbors. Brynaldson says she doesn't foresee the day counties will take complete control of permitting and enforcement, but that hasn't stopped some from trying. Blue Earth County officials have stepped up efforts to respond to local feedlot pollution problems, and they say they can now act more quickly than the MPCA. Morrison County has also dabbled with violation enforcement. Last year, a DNR officer cited a local feedlot operator for a violation when he dumped manure in a nearby wetland. The site was cleaned up within a week.
There are some cases here of some pretty heavy fines and some very strict enforcement. So they sure have fear into me, I'll tell you that.
Myron Check just received his permit for a new cow barn. He plans to begin construction later this year. In Collegeville, I'm Gretchen Lehman, Minnesota Public Radio.